Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Book Tooth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Cats Club Hudson listeners supported Hands On Radio for Greene and Columbia Counties. I'm Antonia. I'm 13 and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Shanika. I'm 24 and I live in Hudson.
Yay. I'm Emily. I am the director of the Hudson Area Library and I also live in Hudson. And I'm an adult.
I live in Hudson too.
Yay, but I'm not from Hudson.
But I can say that because that's what we normally say, right? So I think it's okay.
It's
a great honor to be in this room right now, guys. I really have to say
it's a great honor for us to have you here in this room.
I'm a big fan of Bound by Books. I'll put it out there.
We're a big fan of our big fans.
Yeah, especially people like Jack. Yeah.
And Shanika.
No, only Jack.
Only Jack.
Yeah, we love Jack.
No offense.
Great, now I know what it feels like to be 12 all over again.
Yep. Oh, I remembered something that Emily and Ingrid and Gina and sometimes Moshi and Maruda and previously Quinn and Maddie and lots and lots of people.
And soon Quinn again.
Yay!
Woo!
And today, Shanika are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading, all that good stuff.
Shanika, you didn't say it!
Good stuff. I know, I'm just so used to Antonia saying it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to... I'll do the outro.
Books we love, books we're currently reading.
All that good stuff.
There we go.
All right, so you have a book.
Yeah, I have a book. I sound weird today because I'm thirsty because I didn't drink much water, but you'll just have to deal with it. So this book hasn't come out yet, or maybe it has. I don't know because I got it a long time ago.
I think it says on the side of the book.
Really?
I think.
Oh, in March, so it did come out already. This book came out already, so you can buy it. It's by Sarah Skillen, and it's called Bruised. And the cover doesn't really give it justice, but whatever. And I haven't really finished it. I'm on page 162. And it's really good. It's about a girl named Imogen. I think I'm saying her name right or wrong. I don't know. I think I'm saying it wrong, actually. And she is a black belt in Taekwondo. And it starts out, she was at a diner where there was a holdup and the gunman got shot by the police. But she thinks that she could have saved him if she would have just done her awesome Taekwondo-ness. And then he could have been saved and lived happily ever after, but not as a gunman. So she's very sad. And it's basically about her trying to deal with that and her best friend, who isn't really her best friend because of some complication with her brother, whose name is Hunter, is very popular as a senior. And it's also about this guy named Rick, because she hid under the table and she thinks that was cowardly. She thinks she should have tried and done something since she's a black belt in Taekwondo. So, but Ricky was under another table and they saw each other. And so now it's about them trying to connect and her trying to deal with the trauma and stuff. And her dad's in a wheelchair because he has a type 2 diabetes and something else that I don't remember. And yeah, it's a really good book. It's very addicting. I'm really into it. And it's a good length, I think. Because, yeah.
Cool. That sounds cool. It actually kind of reminds me of a book that I read around a little bit older than you. And I was just like, what is this book called again? I mean, that's why I feel weird being here, because I'm just like, I don't remember anything. So I'm trying to like Google it because I don't remember any titles. But the book was about this kid who was growing up in Brooklyn, and he was growing up in the ghetto, and he was really into basketball, and basketball was his way out. And it was all about him training, but also dealing with people in his neighborhood. And there was also kind of like just like everyday violence like that kind of triggered in my brain when you were talking about someone getting shot by the police in the book.
Yeah.
not recognize that book. Yeah. I haven't read that many books with sports in them. Like yeah, sports, fiction is not. I mean, I know this isn't necessarily sports fiction, yeah. But
my little brother was reading it, and then I read it, and I think that's how I. Yeah. There's like a few things where like I would pick up for my little brother, you know, like I was really into Harry Potter, and he was really into Artemis Fowl, and that's how I got into Artemis Fowl. And
yeah, I don't read sports fiction that much either, but this one. It doesn't seem very sporty to me because she's not all like, yay, I'm going to go with the tournament, because she's actually not doing taekwondo anymore because she's kind of been like really shocked and doesn't really feel that she's like that she's worthy of doing it anymore because she's very sad. But yeah, so it doesn't really feel too like sporty to me, which is good. I'm not really into sports fiction-ish. Ricky has an annoying name, so I want him to get a better name. I think I'm gonna rename him something else, but it's okay because she has a cool name, so that made up for it all.
How do you find out about the books you read, Antonia? Like, is there like a...
Well, this book, I picked it up at a Rhinebeck event at the bookstore.
Oblong Books,
yes. When we were seeing some authors and they had a basket of free uncorrected proof not for sale books that will come out later, and so we normally get a few of those, so I picked up this one, and I actually picked up a lot more that looked way more interesting, and I wasn't really into the idea of reading this one, but I had kind of already started like a lot of the other ones that I picked up that I thought looked really good I'd started and then not really gone anywhere with them. But this one I picked up and I was like, well, okay. And then I got really into it. And it was good. Yeah. Yeah. It was nice.
It's nice when you're pleasantly surprised by a book.
It was a very pleasant surprise.
Yeah, so it's funny that you mentioned the cover. It is kind of a weird cover, but I guess I get it now that you've explained the book.
It's a very weird cover. The cover annoys me, sort of.
Well, yeah, it's for people who are listening. It's a statue, a golden statue.
It's like a trophy.
Yeah, like a trophy. Mm-hmm. Girl, like doing a high kick, except it's broken into like little pieces. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe that's kind of supposed to represent like her like broken ambition or whatever.
It's very odd to me, though, because it's, like, blue. And normally I don't like books with blue covers because it's, like, this weird blue. And it's very weird. And it seems all, like, light. And then there's this gold trophy. And then that also seems really light. But then it's all, like, this blood-splattered word that says bruised. And so you're kind of all, like, yeah, yeah. And it doesn't really seem to go together because, like, it's very weird. See, it's all, like, blue. Mm-hmm. And then it's very weird. So it doesn't seem to fit. I think it should either be dark or light. And you have to pick one, people. Yes, but it's a very good book.
Cool. What do you like the most about it?
Well, I really like her style of writing. And also, the type is really, really nice. It's like big, but not too big. And it fills up the page. And it's so happy. And it feels like a very fresh book, too. There's no, like... I mean, it is dark, but it's not, like, dark and evil and venomous. It's, like, it feels very fresh to me. I don't know why, which is weird, but it feels very fresh.
Cool.
And she has a cool name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That always helps. You're like, I want that name.
Yeah.
Why was I given my name and not named after this?
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
Well, yeah, and you kind of, I don't know, like, maybe I'm completely wrong here, but from my listening experience, you kind of, like, go for more, like, the fantasy sci-fi books. So maybe that's why it's fresh to you, because it's a little bit more, like, based in reality.
Yeah, it's, like, no, it's very, very realistic. Very realistic, and, yeah, a lot of the books I read are dystopian fiction, like, futuristic worlds where stuff happens. But this is just, like... This is like here, you know, it's very realistic. Very. And yet also not like too like I walked down the street, I ate an apple, my apple tasted nice. So like stuff happens, but it's still realistic.
Yeah, I definitely remember the age when I started getting into young adult books that seemed a little bit more realistic and, like, grounded in something that's... I mean, I think people, like, especially at this age, I don't know, like, for me anyway, I liked reading books that were kind of taking you into this different realm in reality, and you can just kind of escape into it. And there was always something relatable about the characters overall, but, you know, like, there'd be circumstances that you could never really comprehend or, like, be in. And so it was, like, kind of exciting to just, like, disappear for a while into your mind and be like, I'm living in this, like, new world. Yeah. But I don't know, when I got older, I was kind of a little bit older, I was, like, drawn more to books where they were kind of set in like in the present, at least for me at the time, or like even the past. Just like there is something more relatable, I think, to it, like when you can kind of understand the surroundings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for her, like, she has got a mom and a dad, an older brother, and they're like a middle class family, and she's got some friends. She has some issues with her friends, like normal people, and she goes out and eats ice cream and like watches TV. And it's like, hey, I do that too. Now we can be matching, only I'm not a black belt in Taekwondo. Yeah.
Although you could be one if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
This could be the moment where you're just like...
Yes.
New life mission for Antonia. Yes.
Black belt in Taekwondo.
It's very informative too. And because I learned that once you become a black belt in Taekwondo, there is still like 12 more stages. Mm. Past there, like a stage 1 black belt, a stage 2 black belt, and there's only like 4 stage 12 black belts, and they live like on top of mountains and stuff and are old. Yes, that's what I learned fabulously from this book. Yes, because before
don't take your career that far. Okay. Because you need to come on the radio show.
And yeah, it would be kind of long.
He's like, no, don't leave.
Don't go move to the top of a mountain. I need you.
Don't leave. I need you.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of trying to like rack my. I don't know why I don't remember. You know, the books that I really remember were just kind of like the like easy to read, like when I was starting to read books. And I don't. And maybe that's because.
Like what kind of?
Like you books? Know, like they're always series, like Camera Jensen, you mm-hmm. know, Cam like Jensen, Cam yeah. Jensen, like I loved that. Like her, you know, photographic memory.
Or did like you read Sean!
Those? Like who?
Who's Sean?
From Psych. He has a photographic memory. Yeah, sorry. So anyway.
Yeah, it's like this kind of detective series, and you know, like she'll just will start off and she's in class and everyone's like writing down their assignment. She's like, I don't need to. Like, I'll remember it. Or, I don't know, I was really into Animorphs and Goosebumps and stuff like that. But, like, I remember those books very distinctly because I remember being so excited about them, you know, and, like, the little chapter books mm-hmm. being like, I'm reading this. And then I think at a certain age, you just kind of, like, plow through books and you're just like, what? I, like, you know, it was funny, the Hudson Children Books authors from the Children Book Festival, they were, like, doing interviews and there was one person talking about his book, and he was talking about like, oh, this is my book, it's called Stuck in Neutral, it's about like mm-hmm. from the perspective, you know, I wrote this because my son has cerebral palsy and I wrote this book from his perspective, like wondering what his reality would be like. And I was like, wait, I've read that book, you know. And it was like so funny to me mm-hmm. to kind of meet the author and have him talk about it and being like, I know that book, that book is really intense. You should read it.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, I will.
And it is very short.
Really?
I know you like short books sometimes.
I like short books.
But I've
books.
Heard it's fabulous, too, and I haven't myself gotten around to reading it.
No, you should. Yeah, I definitely. Should. I mean, it's one of those things where it just kind of triggered something, and I'm like, I remember this book. Because it's a very, like, you know, it's a very distinct concept of a book. You're not going to really find that anywhere else. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was in my Harry Potter bubble, too. Like, I'd kind of, like, read books in between waiting for Harry Potter.
How old were you when those were coming out?
I was
were you a teen?
I started reading them when I was 11 and then they stopped coming out when I was like 18. Mm-hmm. So I stopped reading them when I was 18. As I got older, like I got into other sort of fiction and stuff, but mm-hmm. I would always go back to the Harry Potter, because like the whole when they were first releasing them, it was like Harry is 11, and this is the first year, and you're 11 too. You know, I kind of grew up with those characters. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of releasing them every year for a little bit. And I was kind of bitter because the first book was supposed to come out when I was 17, but then she pushed it back. And then it came out when I was 18. And I was like, she ruined everything.
No.
What's wrong with JK? It's supposed to come out when I was 17. So, you know, the book ends when he's 17. And it's interesting. I'm rereading the series right now with, like, a little friend of mine, Miles, and he's 8. And so we're rereading Miles? You know Miles? Yeah, everyone knows Miles. But anyway, we're, like, rereading the book, and we're in the 5th book now. And I was kind of, you know, it was so funny because I was, like, being transported, being, like, 15, reading the 5th book, or, like, 14, and kind of relating because, you know, like, after a while, they get interested in girls, and, like, a lot of it's, like, stupid. Like, they're going through puberty. And, like, Harry is as obnoxious as, like, my brothers were at that age. You're just like, oh, what's wrong with you? It's like, that's what my brothers were like growing up, just being like, oh, you're so annoying. Stop being 14.
I know things about Harry Potter, but the extent of my Harry Potter knowledge is that I've read half of the first book and I've watched the second half of the last movie.
Whoa.
Yes.
So you just kind of have, like, the bookends there. Yeah. You're just like, everything's kind of a blur, but I get the whole point.
Yeah.
I get the gist of it. Yeah. I mean, the movies, I was never... I mean, and we can talk about this more because I know a lot of the books that you read have been adapted into movies more and more. But I hated the Harry Potter movies, and I still do with a passion because the books were still coming out. And I think that was, like, probably the ultimate downfall for, you know, like Lord of the Rings. They made the movie, like, way after, you know, like, but the books were still coming out when the movies were. They weren't a finished series. And so they would cut things out that end up becoming, like, really big. Because that book is so good because it's all set up and payoff. Like, she'll set something up in the third book and it won't get paid off till, like, the last book. And you're just like, and it'll be like a great callback and you're like, whoa, it all comes together now. Brilliant. And in the movie, they'll, like, cut things out and you're like, no, or they'll change things. But I used to go see the movies with my mom because they always came out around Thanksgiving. And I just sit there being like, they've ruined it.
Oh, no.
With the Hunger Games, they killed it too because... It was a nice movie, but they, if you read the book, you got angry at it. At least I did. So, they have the Mockingjay pin, right? That's, like, the symbol. It's, like, on the cover of the book.
I've heard a little of this controversy, yeah.
And they, like, totally, she acquired it the wrong way in the movie. Like, you can't just, like, take her pin, which is, like, the biggest thing ever, and just be like, oh, yeah, whatever, you can get it from this old lady now. They cut out, like, a whole entire... It was just horrible.
Right. I think I read somewhere that it was supposed to be given to her by a specific character that would later be paid off in the other books.
Yes, it was supposed to be given to her by a girl named Madge, who was the mayor's daughter, and then later they'd be friends. But the movie makers were like, you know what? We don't like Madge, so you're not going to exist anymore, Madge. And then it was horrible.
I think it was just a time saver.
No. It was because they didn't like Madge.
I'm going to play really the other end of these debates and say I actually enjoyed both the Harry Potter movies and the Hunger Games movie, although in both cases I preferred the books better.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I read the books first, I don't know if I would have liked the movies as much if I didn't know
right,
the context.
If you did, yeah, exactly. I feel like there was a lot of missing context to it, especially... After rereading the 4th book and then watching the 4th movie randomly with a friend, I was like, wow, they leave so much stuff out that it doesn't really make that much sense unless you've read the book. At least in my opinion. But, you know, obviously millions and millions of people watch those movies. Yeah. But the one
but you
thing,
should read the books.
Yeah. The one
they're so good.
Yeah, the one thing, too, is this. The only movie in the Harry Potter series that I thought really nailed it, like, nailed the experience of being in this, like, completely different magical world of Hogwarts and all of, like, just, you know, what it really felt like reading the books was the first part of the 7th book. The first part of the 7th movie, part 1.
Okay.
Like, that was a movie where I was like, wow, they really nailed what it feels like to be reading the book. And not really that much happened.
But in order to do that, they had to make it 2 movies long.
So yeah, which was so unnecessary, actually. Yeah. It was so funny. I was like, oh, they're going to do this. I kept guessing how they would break them up, and the way they did it in the end, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I actually really, I liked the second half of the last movie, even though I totally knew what was going to happen. I mean, like, if you've heard someone tell you what Harry Potter's about, you're like, oh, so that's what happens at the end? It's like, yeah.
But yeah, it's all about the journey. Yes. It's all about the journey, okay. How you get there.
Yes.
So, okay, The Hunger Games. I find The Hunger Games so fascinating. I never really read the book, but I think it's one of those things where I really should just read the book.
I really like, it was a really well-done movie, and I liked it a lot, but I was annoyed that she acquired the pin wrong, which is on the cover of the book. I mean, yeah.
I also like the fact that they're supposed to be starving throughout the whole book, right? Like, yeah. Aren't they, like, really hungry, like, the whole point of it? And yes. They all kind of look really healthy. You know, like, they're all just like, yeah, we just, like, had a really big breakfast. It's fine.
Yeah, they're, how did they, like, run and like a billion miles and kill people if they like haven't eaten in 10 days? I don't know how that happened. They're like, these were some delicious berries. I ate one of them. Yes.
The berries.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be a little bit more delirious.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh yeah, well, you know, it kind of also, Hunger Games reminds me of, it's also, this is also another movie that's based in a book that I've never read the book for, Battle Royale.
So oh, I didn't know that's based on a book.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so it's really funny because I've always, like, when I first heard about Hunger Games, I was like, why does that sound just like Battle Royale? Except it's not Battle Royale. It's really not.
Mm-hmm.
Antonia, you should watch that movie when you're 18. Just, well, like, kind of put it in the back of your mind. But, like, okay. Oh, I'm 18 now. I can watch this movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a bit more violent than The Hunger Games.
It's a little bit more, like, it's really ridiculous, but it's also, yeah, it's a lot more realistic violence, and
well,
it gets weird.
okay.
But it is shockingly similar to not be, Suzanne Collins has said that the movie was not an influence.
Right.
I find it hard to believe.
Because the book came out, like, in 2008. So that's, like, a really... When did Hunger... Like, Battle Royale came out, like...
I mean, it definitely could have been an influence. She claims it wasn't. But it's just... It's so similar. It's hard to imagine that it wasn't.
No, I don't believe it. I believe that's,
I wonder if it wasn't an intentional influence.
Maybe she, like, watched that movie, like, when she was, like, 18. And then she was like, oh, I'm gonna write a book. La, 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 la. And then she was like, wait a minute. That like she probably forgot about it, and then
I'm just trying to remember when it came out originally. It was like 1997, 98, 99, around that, like late 90s, early 2000s. Anyway,
it wasn't too long ago.
It wasn't too long ago, and it was like long enough. I mean, I feel like that movie is kind of legendary. That mm-hmm. she must have, someone, even anyone who was like reading that book, like first draft, must have, like, someone must have been like, "This is Battle Royale." There's, like, no way. It's, like, so similar.
Really? Maybe she's friends with the... If Battle Royale was based on a book, maybe she's friends with the author of it, and they went out to tea and discussed...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Book ideas.
In, and like, Japanese. Nice. Suzanne Collins knows,
little green,
like,
tea.
Yeah, little green tea. Yes. Brushing up on her fluent Japanese.
Hmm.
So, yeah, cool. What other books are we going to talk about? Come on, guys. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Guess what?
What?
I watched a really funny YouTube video about a cat. It was called Simon's Cat.
Simon's Cat.
Yes. And the cat was like, it was like a drawing cat, but it would be like, meow. And then it met a birdie, and it was in the snow. It was cute.
I might get to meet a cat this week at a book expo.
You told me, I'm so jealous.
Because Grumpy Cat is coming out with a book.
Wait, Grumpy Cat is coming out with a book?
Yeah.
Grumpy Cat's
going to be at the book expo.
So huge right now.
I love Grumpy Cat. He's so grumpy.
Wait, so you're going to a book expo?
Mm-hmm. And there's going to be all these people that are major authors that Bound by Books loves.
Are you going to do
Rick Riordan's going to be there, and James Dashner, and Veronica Roth.
Don't tell Ingrid and Maddie.
Well, if I can get within 5 feet of them, because I'm sure they're going to have huge lines to meet them, I will get their autographs for you guys.
You should get an interview.
It's possible Kate Connack will be there, too. I'm not sure.
Seriously?
But I know her press is going to be there.
I'd be so jealous. I like Kate Connack quite a bit.
I know.
Oh, do you want to? I'm going to tell you something that I like about Bruised, my book.
Okay.
The author's name is pronounceable.
Woo-woo.
It means that...
Yeah, it's sort of awkward Skelton. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Trying to talk about a book and realizing you don't know how to pronounce the author's name.
Yeah.
It's funny how that happens when you're reading a book and, you know, you convince yourself that's how it's pronounced in your mind, and then you say it out loud and you're like, whoa. Oh.
One trick I found is trying to search for a video interview with them, or like sometimes authors have vlogs. Mm-hmm. Or if they're kind of more established authors, sometimes you can just find a pronunciation guide with the author names that'll show you how to do it. But then you can, if they have a vlog or a video, you can listen to it, and usually they'll say their name.
Yeah.
So then you can hear it.
I, Sarah Skelton, believe that. Yes.
What if her name was actually Sarah?
Sarah Skelton.
And you're actually saying it wrong.
Sarah.
That's Skelton. Entirely possible.
But I doubt it.
There we go. You should just call it Sarah.
Sarah
Skelton.
Yes.
So you guys really have to check out Sarah Skelton's.
And people will be like, so, who's your book by Sarah Skelton? And they'll be like, you mean Sarah? And I'll be like, no.
It's Sarah.
Like that. It'll be fun.
Woo. Yeah, it's so funny. Typeface is so important. It does have, like, a nice, like, fresh typeface. When you get older, the books don't have that typeface. They're all, like...
The worst is when I pick up a book that has really, really, really tiny type. Or the thing that drives me the most nuts is when they don't have margins on the edge.
God.
Like, where the text goes all the way up to the edge. That's
I
bad.
That.
Don't do it.
It's like... the
kind of, it's like, who was like, oh, we'll just publish the book like this. That's readable.
The kind of books that are like that are like those paperback books that are like really fat but like really narrow, and then they have like tiny type that goes all the way out to the edges, and they're like normally like romantic, like pirate ships.
You will
romantic pirate ships.
You will devour every word of this book. Yeah, it's so funny because I, you know, especially now, I'm always like, a book will come out and I'm like, I want it, and it'll only be hardcover. And I always have this weird thing with hardcover books where I'm just like, I don't want to mess them up. Like, I feel like I treat them like, you know, they're way more precious to me for some reason. And like, paperbacks are kind of great because you can just throw them around and just like flip them and like, you know, oh goodness. I used to be so bad to my books because I like to eat and like drink and read, and then all of a sudden I'm like, this is covered in tropical soda or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I dropped my book down 2 flights of stairs.
Yeah.
Which one?
How to Lead a Life of Crime.
Maybe that was the one. There were two books that I knew that when Antonia got them, they were pristine paperbacks. And then she gave them to me when she was done to send to Quinn. And they were like mangled.
You're like, have fun.
I was like, what a nice gift.
Yes. I have like half a book. Well, yep. It's not as bad as one time. I really wanted to read the last Twilight book, by the way. I haven't read it. And because my friend gave it to me, who was a middle school guy. I don't know why they had the Twilight book, but they did. And they gave it to me to read, and it was literally half of the book. Like, half of it. Like, it had just been, like, ripped in half. It was just half the book. It was really weird.
Maybe he separated it like the movie.
Yeah.
He's like, you'll get the...
In which case, you should skip the first half.
Yeah, and then just go for
just
the
second
half.
Half.
Wait, so
that's
you
how I felt about that movie.
So you watch Twilight? I mean, read Twilight?
I don't any. I mean, I finished all of them except for the last book. What always happens
me
with
too.
Me with Twilight is that I watch the movie and then I'm like, wow, now I'm gonna read the book, and then I read the book and I'm like, but I already know what happens.
Yeah. So it's a faithful adaptation then.
Yeah.
What I liked about the Twilight movies is that I felt like the Twilight books were too long.
Yeah.
And
so the movie
condensed
like
it.
I watched the, what was the movie where she gives birth and they get married?
That's Breaking Dawn Part 1.
Breaking Dawn Part 1. When she like gets married and gives birth.
That movie was so boring.
Okay, so I'm watching it with my roommate as a joke. We're just joking around. We're like, let's watch Twilight. Why not? You know, I don't know. It's just like this, like, really. So we're watching the movie, like, on the projector, being like, whatever. And then she starts giving birth, and we're like, oh my God. We're just like, what? I just thought I was not expecting such a intense. Like, it was like really. It got really creepy for me. Like, I got nauseous watching it. Just like watching her,
that's
like,
the one,
deplete.
One
like,
of the books that I didn't read. And I hear that scene, the childbirth scene, is more intense in the book.
I want to just like read
just so you know.
Oh my god.
I didn't read that book either. Then I watched the movie and I was like, I wonder how that went down in the book.
Yeah.
I liked the part two though.
Mm-hmm. I enjoyed part two. One.
I think that Edward is a fairy. He lives in the forest. He sparkles and he doesn't eat humans.
Huh. That's an interesting assessment. I
wonder if there's any fan fiction about that.
I'm sure there
Edward
is.
Edward the fairy.
Edward the fairy.
Well, I was sitting at home one day, and I was sick, so I decided, because I had all the Twilights on DVD, because they were my mom's boyfriend's, yeah, I don't know why he had them, but so I had them all there, and I just, like, had a Twilight marathon. I watched all the old Twilights that came out, like, 5 years ago, and I was like, oh, they're so young. It was fabulous. It was really weird, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's over with.
Yeah, I know. Nobody's, like, into it at all anymore. We had to do this thing at Circus where we had to, like, pick a movie and try and make it sound good. And we picked Twilight, and it was so hard. It was like, how do you make this sound fabulous? It's just, it was really hard.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it is definitely where people are just like, I love these books. We will go crazy for it. Because I'd never heard of the books before. Because I, like, kind of, like, it didn't really register for me that the movie came out, and then all of a sudden it was, but then I was like, oh, that's because people really like these books, but when did this book come out? I haven't even, you know, it was, like, kind of, like, I feel like maybe this under-the-radar thing where everyone was just obsessed with these books secretly.
Mm. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I wasn't quite into teen fiction enough at that point to
be in the Twilight.
I don't think I knew about it until the movies started coming out.
Yeah, I was really young, so I don't think.
Yeah, like, how old were you in those movies?
I was like 5 when the first, like, movie came out.
No, I'm so cute. No, you weren't. Oh my goodness.
Oh, age wise. I thought you were saying she wasn't cute.
No.
No, you weren't.
Antonia, I know what you look
only
like.
I was cute as a child.
No. All right, well, it was great. I'm sorry I didn't have, like, a book or prepared, but I just, you know, I wanted to jump in here because it's my last week here, and so I wanted to,
really?
Yeah, but I wanted to be like, I've been on Bound by Books. I mean, I haven't been on with Emily.
No,
because like,
you filled in for me before.
I filled in for you. I remember I brought in a book and everyone was like, what is that? And I was like, this is a book I read when I was 12. I actually liked a lot of the weird British books when I was younger.
The weird British books?
Well, like, you know, like the weird, like, coming of age British books, because they're a lot more like lewd and just kind of like out there.
Everyone thinks British people are weird. We were listening to Pink Floyd, The Wall Part 2, and the kids were British, and my mom was like, oh, they're singing, look at this, to their British accents. I thought they were normal, like Americans. And I was like, ugh. Yes, everyone thinks British people are weird. But they also think they're cool. So
I don't think they're weird. I think I said weird because I think that they were weird books for me to be reading at that age, which is what I mean by weird.
People think that when they look back at the books. Guess what happened?
What?
It became 4.
It did become 4. So we're going to be handing it off to the afternoon show. But we want to thank Shanika for listener.
Yeah.
And even when Shanika leaves, and even if she can't listen live, she can still listen to the show.
On our blog.
And she can send us comments on the blog.
Wait, what's the website?
What is it, Antonia?
We are boundbybooks.wordpress.com.
I do go on the blog, actually. I like it.
It's a very nice place to go.
It's a really cool blog.
It's really cool. And she could even if she wanted to, like, say hello to us or something, because she loves us, right?
Yeah.
She could totally.
I like reading the reviews. I'm always like, wow. They're so on it.
Yeah.
I love it.
She could even email us at wearebound@gmail.com. And she could be like, hey, guys, I like your blog. And we could be like, yeah, we like our blog, too. That's why we have it. Yeah. It would be really fun. Yay.
Sounds like fun. I can't wait.
Me neither.
Get out of here so we can do that. No, I'm too.
Okay, I'm going to go send an email
right now.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you all for listening.
Thank you. Yeah.
And stay tuned for the afternoon show.
Yay. Bye.
You won't regret it.